Welcome to WCRI's Kids Hour. Whether you're a child, teen, young adult, or just young at heart, we hope to show you a world filled with music and the arts. It's all around us. It's in your favorite cartoons, TV shows, movies,
inconceivable,
video games, musicals, theme parks, and so much more. It's everywhere. During this show, we'll explore the many ways music and the arts are a part of everyday life, and maybe even get a visit from a special guest from time to time.
You don't say!
So, come along with us as we learn and have fun. But most of all, we'll enjoy lots and lots of wonderful music. Oh, we better go. I hear the orchestra getting ready for today's show.
Hello, boys and girls, moms and dads, young adults and young at heart. It's Jamie back once again with WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm here with my co-host this week, Skylar. Say hello, Skylar.
Hello, Skylar.
Very funny, Skylar. And this week, we are going to play stringed instruments. When you look at a stringed instrument, the first thing you'll probably notice is that it's made of wood. So why is it called a string instrument? The bodies of the string instrument, which are hollow inside to allow sound to vibrate within them, are made of different kinds of wood, but the part of the instrument that actually makes the sound is the strings, which are made of nylon, steel, and sometimes gut. The strings are played most often by drawing a bow across them. The strings are the largest family of instruments in the orchestra. Skylar, can you name some of the stringed instruments in an orchestra?
Some string instruments I know are the violin, the cello, and the double bass, sometimes called the contrabass.
The violin makes a higher pitch sound, and then the cello and the double bass both make a lower rich sound. So let's take a listen to what a violin sounds like. This first piece we're going to listen to, see if you can pick out the violin from a movie called Schindler's List. It's the main theme, and it's by Tasman Little in the New World Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Ann Sutherland.
Thank you.
Skylar, this next instrument you mentioned to me was not the violin, but it's the next lowest instrument in the strings in an orchestra. What was that?
That would be the cello.
So let's take a listen to how the cello sounds. Okay, Skylar, why don't you introduce this next piece that highlights the cello?
This next piece is called All of Me by Kevin Alusola.
Now, Kevin is very famous because he plays the cello, but he's also famous because he's part of a very famous a cappella group that a lot of kids might be aware of called Pentatonix. So let's listen to All of Me by Kevin Alusola.
Thank you.
So that instrument we just heard was the cello. This next instrument was the third instrument you mentioned, called the double bass. Now, the double bass is the string instrument that plays the very low sound. So let's hear what the double bass sounds like. Another stringed instrument that we're going to hear in this next piece, along with the cello and the double bass, is the mandolin, which is one of my favorites. I love the sound of the mandolin. This is what the mandolin sounds like. So the next piece we're going to hear is Trio Sonata No. 6 in G major. This is played by Chris Thiel, Edgar Meyer, and Yo-Yo Ma. Thank you. Let's sneak in another piece that also highlights the mandolin and the double bass.
The next piece we are going to play is Why Only One by Edgar Meyer and Chris Thile.
Thank you.
Okay, Skylar, so we've listened to the violin, the cello, the double bass. We also heard the mandolin. So can you name another stringed instrument?
A popular stringed instrument that I love is the harp.
That's right. Here's what a harp sounds like. The next piece we're going to play is Divertissement al Español by Bridget Kibbe. Thank you. Another stringed instrument that sounds similar to the mandolin is called the lute. Here's what a lute sounds like. Here's a piece that features the lute called Suite in A Major, Preludio Fuga by John Williams. Thank you. The next instrument we're going to feature is not really a classical instrument, but on this next piece we're going to play, it's featured in there along with a mandolin. This instrument's called a banjo, and it sounds like this. As you'll see in this next song, it's kind of hard to tell when the mandolin is playing and when the banjo is playing because they sound very similar. So see if you can pick out when you hear each of the instruments.
This is Keyboard Sonata in C major by Bella Fleck and Chris Thile.
The last string instrument we're going to feature is not only a string instrument, but it's also a percussion instrument. It's one of the only instruments that can be a string and a percussion instrument. Do you know what instrument that is, Sky?
Would that be the piano?
It is. The piano has strings, and the strings vibrate when little hammers or mallets come down on them when the musician hits the piano keys. So let's hear what a piano sounds like. This last piece is by the Piano Guys, and it features the piano and cello. It's called A Thousand Years. Thank you. So that's it for another week of WCRI's Kids Hour. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Skylar.
And remember, enjoy the arts and music as much as you can. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Wow, that was so fun. I wonder what we'll listen to on the next show. Thank you for listening to WCRI's Kids Hour, and we'll see you again real soon. Gotta run. The concert hall doors are about to close. See you later.